We're at the IPSA World Games 2023. We're at archery today, and it's have a go day. So I've come down to have a go at a real archery. Who knows what's going to happen here? I'm sure it'll be incredibly safe. Tony is going to be taking me through everything today. So where do we start?
So I can slip this onto your...
Okay. So I've got this leather on the inside of the arm with some straps. It's a bit like having your blood pressure taken.
So it's not so tight that it... stops your blood flow.
Always good.
I'll keep an eye out if your arm turns...
if it turns blue.
If your arm turns blue, I'll kind of slacken off a bit. Right, so just doing these kind of straps up. Mm-hmm. And presumably it's comfortable, or I think you'd say...
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. It comes down just so below my wrist into the palm of my hand, or just the edge of the palm of the hand.
Yeah, so just kind of adjust it a little bit. And right, so as we kind of go through, you're okay if I kind of move your hand?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I might sort of... ask you to move your hips around or your shoulders, and you're okay with me kind of just kind of doing that.
Okay.
Okay. So we're heading down towards the shooting line where all the other archers are kind of lined up. I'll be kind of sorting you out and getting you in the right sort of position.
All right.
Fast! Can you come this side the shooting line, please? Unless you want to.
That was quite interesting there. There was a shout of fast, and that's the shout that we kind of sound out in case somebody strays over the shooting line, because safety is the big issue here. It is actually a very, very safe sport. No more shooting can happen until somebody said, yep, it's clear, the hazard's gone. So that's quite interesting. So I'm going to go through the process. Is your arm guard okay?
Yep, that's fine. Yeah.
What I'm going to get you to do, first of all, is kind of have a feel of the bow, because I think this is really quite important for you to get to kind of grips with how it actually feels, so that you know. So I'm going to put this in your arm, in your hand there, and that's the string there.
Okay.
All right, so you can kind of feel the kind of grip there. I'm just going to move your finger up here. There's a little bit here where the arrow rests, so you're going to be holding it kind of just below there.
Right.
And I'm going to take the weight of the bow. Could you just kind of feel...
It's what? 2.5 feet, maybe? 2 feet,
probably
2.5 feet?
Longer, probably about 3.5.
Yeah, just over a metre.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's very light.
It is. These are super light. These are what we call training bows, because they are a lot lighter than you'd normally use.
Yeah.
So you've got the grip there, that's good. Yep. And then with your right hand, could you just run your fingers up the string a little bit?
Yeah.
Just before you got to the top there, can I come down?
So run down the string from the top, and we've got
can you feel there's a couple of little...
It's almost like a little... What would you describe that as, a kind of...
Technically, we call them knocks. And these are little kind of brass kind of circles that clip to the string.
Yep.
And so that's where the end of the arrow is going to be located.
It reminds me of, you know, you've got a like string on the kind of bobbin and the string's off it, and that's what you've got left.
Oh, right,
it's just the empty bit,
I'm going to let you have a feel of the arrow.
Quite long as well.
Yeah.
There's the pointy end at the bottom that I'm holding. And the flights at the back.
To the very, very end of the arrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is something that we call the kind of knock. And it's got a little groove in there. And the idea is that that little groove fits between those two little things that you felt.
Sure.
And obviously on the string.
Yeah. And the arrow, what's that made of?
It's aluminium.
It just feels very light.
It is. It's just super, super
light. A couple of feet long as well.
I'm going to guide you towards the line in a second. But first of all, I'm going to get you to hold the bow again. If you could stretch your left hand out, please. Right. And I'm just going to range your hand there. So I'd like you to put your fingers of the other hand, slide them up the string, and you can feel those knocks there. And then if you just put your fingers, I'm just going to range your fingers there.
Uh-huh.
So what you've got there is kind of a hook of three fingers.
Yeah.
And the idea is that that hook is a nice, safe and positive place for the string to reside as you're kind of pulling it back with the hook in place. Your left arm will be kind of stretched out towards the target.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice and kind of straight. And then it's just a matter of pulling your right hand back.
Yep.
If you possibly can, to your chin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can feel the string on your nose, that's a really good positive thing as well.
Yep.
And we're going to go through the kind of process.
Okay.
So if you could stretch your left arm out towards the target. Right, keep that arm pointing towards the target, and then I'm going to get you to just gently pull the string back towards your face. It's important not to kind of strain at this point, because you're using muscles that you might use in normal course of your life, but they're not in that normal sort of position.
Right, yeah.
And sometimes you use muscles that you just don't use when you're walking. Pull the string back towards your face.
Uh-huh.
I'll be in control.
Okay.
Can you feel this string on your nose there?
Yeah.
The idea is that if you pull the string back to the same place each time, then your next shot will go in the same place, and the third shot will go in the same. So when we're on the line, I'm going to be putting the arrow on the bow and locate in a particular sort of place and then have a go.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be getting you to pull the string back a little bit, and then I'm going to have to sort of get behind you, make sure that you're pointing in the right
direction. Before I release.
In the right direction.
That's a good idea.
It's always good. I've just been told by the field captain that the range is open, so I can now take you to the line, and then we can shoot. Could you turn sideways on, please?
Yep.
That's really good. I'll ensure that you're pointing in the right direction before you kind of shoot, okay?
Yep.
I think we're all kind of hunky-dory now. I am now putting the arrow on there.
Okay, so it goes in a little rest at the front where my left hand is on the
ball. And then your right hand underneath there, a little bit lower, in that little groove there.
Yep.
Fingers together would be good.
Yep.
Good, you're going to be pulling back. So don't pull back all the way, because I'm going to have to get behind you and make sure you're pointing in the right direction. Right, so that's looking good. Right, so if you kind of pull back as far as you possibly can, and then when you're comfortable, release.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. Wow, you hit the what we call the boss. You haven't actually hit the target, because we need to be a little bit further towards the right. You're on a level with the gold, which is really, really good.
Okay. So what are the colours on the target then?
The centre is a yellow, gold, and then we have a red surround, and then around that there's a blue circle, and then there's a black, and then a white.
Okay.
And then the whole target's about sort of 2.5, about 3 feet across.
Okay.
Right, so left arm out, please. Just knock the arrow. Right hand on the string, a little bit high. That's good. And I'm just going to arrange you. Side of his arm. That's looking good. Pull back as far as you can, but don't release.
Yeah. Out here?
Yeah, anytime you like. Wow, that's consistent. Which is a good thing. Consistency is everything. Because it means that you're pulling back to the same sort of area each time. Ready for another one?
Yeah.
Right? Are you keen now?
Yeah. Were the arrows just to the left on the target?
They are going to the left.
Okay.
That arm straight, please. That's looking good. That's putting the arrow on. Right hand on the string, please. A little bit higher.
A bit higher.
That's looking really good. Right, I'll just arrange. Pull back as far as you can. And then when you're comfortable, release. Did you hear the different sound?
There was a different tone to
that
one.
And that's because you actually hit the target.
Third time lucky.
So assume the position. Look at that, straight in there. And I'm going to load the arrow. Fingers on the string. Oh, that's wonderful. It's really good. And then you're pointing in the right direction. So pull back, and when you're comfortable, release. Go! You're not going to believe this, but that's absolutely dead in the middle.
Really? Jane, get a picture of that.
That's absolutely in the middle, and it's on the same level as all the others.
Right, okay.
That's stunning. I think we ought to stop while we're ahead. No, that's hugely impressive. And it's good that you did it in front of all the other coaches. It makes me look good. So. Right, so assume the position. Right, whenever you're comfortable, go. That's good. Really kind of solid sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's your first end of arrows.
Good. Thank you very much.
Pleasure's been really good working with you.